SBI Media in the art room at Star Valley High School. Adam Gild has just returned from the Wyoming High School Art Symposium in Casper. And Mr. Gild, you've returned with, I don't know if it's a record, but a very large number of ribbons and honors for the art students of Star Valley High School.
Yeah, Dan, we had an exceptional year. We did set 3 new school records, so yeah, there were some records broken, but overall just an outstanding weekend for us.
Students displayed their work in a variety of subject areas and platforms. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, we have everything from scratch boards to prints to oil painting to color pencil, you know, just the whole spectrum of everything, mixed media stuff. So just a big variety of things, and it's kind of a cool thing. There was actually 4,567 pieces of art at this show this year.
Tough competition, high schools from across the state. Something comes to mind as you look across that, and we'll have more in the Star Valley Independent about what was specifically honored, but is there something that comes to mind as you think about the honors that Star Valley High School brought home?
Yeah, you know, we had Shelby Jenkins, who ended up with 7 ribbons. I think that was the highest that we had, and she did an outstanding job. It was a huge improvement from last year. I think she'd probably be our most improved art student over the year. She just did an outstanding job. And then we had, you know, we won the student choice for 2D with Emmy Call was the 2D winner, and then Alexis Angel was the 3D winner for the student choice, and they like to get that because that's where the students vote for their favorite piece. So all the students that are at symposium get to put a vote in.
Yes.
And then so Alexis Angel and Emmy Call won that, and so that we thought that was pretty awesome. 67 schools participated, Dan, which, you know, that's across the entire state of Wyoming. Like I said, 4,000 – actually, I got my numbers here. Now I'll correct them. It's 4,721 entries total. There was 918 students there. That's not all who had pieces of art there, but that's just that just attended. There was 918 students. Our old school record for numbers of ribbons was 86, and we got 131 ribbons.
What does that tell you about the art program and the students' work? You seem you're in a situation now where success breeds success for the art program.
Yeah, it's really, I think it's kind of caught fire a little bit. Kids are getting excited, and I don't know, maybe I needed to retire from coaching wrestling and focus a little bit more on art, but I'll tell you kind of what helped a little bit was, and I was actually fighting against the trimesters because the shorter class periods, but what that allowed us to do is we have 6 more art classes in the art department now than we used to. And so that's allowed us to offer a few different things that we've never offered before. And we actually won quite a few ribbons from those classes that we haven't been able to offer before just because we didn't have the time to do it. And so where I thought the trimesters was going to hurt us, I think it actually helped us. And we've got more, I mean, you think about it, 6 more classes, that's that many more students that we have too. So we actually took a record number of pieces. We took 249 pieces of art this year, which is the most we've ever taken.
Very good. We'll have an opportunity to see it later in the spring. You have the art show that's coming up later in the spring?
Yes, we'll have it set up May 1st. It will be the night that we have it showing, and it'll be up for a little bit on May 2nd.
Okay, too. One more time before we close out, the number of honors you brought home for Star Valley High School.
Okay, we brought home 131 ribbons. And I just have to say this. I'm not saying we're state champions because they don't give a state champion trophy. But Casper Kelly Walsh had 107. That was the next closest to us.